Everbank Field is swarming with people, their eyes glued to cell phone screens, tracking elusive Pokemon from one end of the stadium to the other. The idea for the event belongs in part to Jag's digital media manager, Chris Burdett. An avid Pokemon Go player himself, Burdett says he was surprised by just how many people registered to attend.
We anticipated somewhere between 3 to 5K, and we got that within the first 24 hours. And to the point where we had to actually cut off registration at some point last night, just because we were not anticipating this large of a crowd.
Burdett says they capped attendance at 10,000. As for the folks who couldn't get in, Jaguar spokeswoman Amanda Holt says, no problem.
There's like 16 other opportunities to come along, not to mention an entire season worth of football games where you can be back here and participate in the game.
And if you wonder why Pokemon Go is so popular, 18-year-old Giovanni Raymavu says for him, it goes back to the Pokemon cartoons he watched as a little kid.
I mean, it's like reliving my childhood, except, you know, you get to go out, explore the world. I don't know how to put it into words.
Is it cool?
It's cool.
And for trainers who missed the Pokemon Go Safari at Everbank Field, the University of North Florida is hosting a free Pokemon Go event, and the Jacksonville Zoo is hosting one for a fee of $30, both of them on Friday evening. Sid Hoskinson, 89.9 WJCT News. Gotta catch 'em all.